In these dog days of this pandemic summer, you would be forgiven for letting your thoughts wander, maybe to a tropical beach, breeze blowing, and maybe, just maybe, a frozen daiquiri in your hand. Well, we can't actually transport you to that island. Tammy Coxon and Lester Graham can offer you some assistance on the cocktail front.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. You've got the big blender out, so this is going to be interesting. What are you making today?
Well, a lot of people have been asking me, how do you make a good frozen daiquiri? And the easy answer, right?
There are lots of bad frozen daiquiris.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
So how do you make a good frozen daiquiri is the key question here. And if you just take the regular ingredients of a daiquiri, so that's rum, lime juice, simple syrup, that's it, put it in a blender and add some ice, when you finish mixing that up, the result's going to be kind of watery. Because you've actually got more water being added than if you were to just make a regular shaken cocktail. Mm-hmm. So you need to make a few modifications to the recipe to have a frozen version of the drink that's going to taste as good as the regular version of the drink.
Okay, well, where's that start?
Well, so I got intrigued by this, and I have been doing these Tuesday night Facebook Live talks, and I decided I would explore the frozen daiquiri. So I went to my favorite science and cocktails guide, which is a book called Liquid Intelligence by a guy named Dave Arnold, and he like figures out how to science your cocktails.
So he's like the Alton Brown of cocktails.
Exactly. And so he has a couple different recipes for frozen daiquiri, and I explore a bunch of different variations in my Facebook Live video, but this was the favorite of my socially distanced testers, and it requires a little bit of advanced work.
Okay, so what does advanced work mean? And anytime you start talking about work on a cocktail, I keep worrying about, do I have that time? I just want to have a sip.
Oh, no, no, no. Super easy advanced work. The idea here is that we're freezing the ingredients in advance, and then when it's time to make your frozen daiquiri, you just dump them into a blender, add some fresh lime juice, blitz it up, and you're good to go.
Okay.
So it's fantastic when you have the time.
It's a little planning, yeah.
Right. When you have the time, you can get your daiquiri ready. And then when you need a frozen daiquiri, like today, when we're sitting outside tasting these, and they're already almost liquid because
it's 90 degrees.
It's 90 degrees outside, then it's just perfect. So the recipe is 4 ounces. This is a double, makes enough for two. The recipe is 4 ounces of white rum. I used the white rum from Iron Fish Distillery up north.
Right, we've used them before.
Mm-hmm. 4 ounces of water. So rather than adding any ice to this drink, we're freezing the water from the get-go. So 4 ounces of water, 4 ounces of rum, 1.5 ounces of simple syrup, and then a little bit of salt. So just a pinch of salt, or if you have a salt solution, like I do, because I'm a cocktail geek, you can use 4 drops of that. But otherwise, just a little pinch of salt. And Dave Arnold does this in every cocktail that he makes because the salt helps balance the other ingredients.
Let me ask you, though, alcohol doesn't really freeze. So what happens when you put all those ingredients in and throw them in the freezer?
That's key. That's why the water has to be in there. Because the water and the simple syrup reduce the overall alcohol content to the point at which it can freeze. And the other thing that he does warn you about is that it depends on your freezer. If you have just the freezer that's in your refrigerator and it's not set very cold, it might not freeze entirely. I have a deep freeze. I put it in the deep freeze. Freezes in a few hours, so that's easy. He has you wait until the end when you're mixing it in the blender to add the lime juice. That's because lime juice starts getting bitter the minute that we juice it. So you don't want to put that in the freezer and then leave it there for a few hours because the lime juice isn't going to taste as good. But
even frozen.
Even frozen, yeah. Right. Doesn't stop that enzymatic reaction. Slows it down, but doesn't stop it. If you have a freezer that can't quite get to that freezing point, even on the, you know, the watered down rum, then you just add the lime juice just a couple hours beforehand, and then it will freeze because you're reducing the alcohol content even further. And that's not enough time to impact it. So you take your frozen mixture, you put it in a plastic container, let it freeze overnight, and then when you're ready, because it doesn't have any lime juice in it, that can sit in your freezer until you're ready for it. Dump it in a blender, add the lime juice, blitz it, just a little bit to combine all those ingredients. And it is super slushy, and it's just like those daiquiris out of a machine, but with no artificial ingredients and no fake sugar and no fake flavors. And it's awesome.
Well, usually it takes 3 or 4 minutes for you to mix a drink from beginning to end. And you threw this in a blender, measured out some lime juice and or fresh squeezed some lime juice, measured it out and threw it in. And that was it. And I thought, oh, that didn't take very long. It wasn't much effort, but all the effort was yesterday.
And it really wasn't even that much effort. It was just measuring some things into a container and sticking it in my freezer.
I'm going to take a taste now.
Yes, so please do. Yours is almost all melted. But even when it melts, I love it because it's so cold. So even melted, it's still good.
I don't want to bash neighborhood bars, but I've had daiquiris at neighborhood bars before. And they use sweet and sour mix, and they don't use any fresh ingredients, and whatever the cheapest rum is. And even if they have them in those machines, it comes out like a slushy rather than like a daiquiri ought to, like this.
Although this has that slushy texture, which is what's so nice about it.
It does, but at the same time, I think the ice crystals on this are just a little larger than you would find in a slushy. And I appreciate that. I like that part. Anyway, it's not nearly as sweet. It's not nearly as cloying. Or it's not cloying at all, actually. It's a lot of citrus up front. And just a little bit of sugar. And the rum, which, you know, I'm not a big fan of rum, but this rum turns out that's really good in this daiquiri.
It's a really good rum. That's the thing about daiquiris. Almost nobody has ever had an actual daiquiri, right? If you've only had a slushy machine daiquiri or a daiquiri from a mix, you've never actually tasted the real recipe. So I'll put the recipe for a regular shaken daiquiri. I'll give you that one to put up on the website, and then along with this frozen variety. Because doing the side-by-side is really interesting about how this really does taste like a regular daiquiri, just in frozen form.
Well, just having a couple of friends over doing a tasting seems like a good way to start an evening. All right.
Outside, socially distanced.
Right,
for
exactly.
Sure.
Cheers.
Cheers.